on this Saturday, October 9th, 2021. This is the St. Pete Sports Connection on the St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, powered by RadioSt.Pete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM. We're streaming live on StPeteSportsConnection.com, and we are live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill in the heart of Champa Bay. I'm Mike Rickard, where they've been celebrating sports down here for 29 years. We got a big birthday party coming up next month down here. And, of course, each and every Saturday, we're perched up front, out front right here in Central Avenue, bringing you a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros. And I'll tell you what, the pros were going at it last night. You've heard the calm after the storm. This place looked like a bomb hit it this morning when I got here. They haven't had an opportunity to rally from the 37,000 strong that were there last night for that absolute shellacking that the Boston Red Sox gave our Tampa Bay Bucks. But
Tampa Bay Rays.
Rays. I'm looking at my our Rays. Thanks for correcting me, dear. I have grandchild.
You're foggy from your grandchildren being here all week.
Oh, my God. That's Brandywine is joining me. Thank heavens. And I'm just absolutely slaughtered. I have never run so much. This is the 1.5-year-old. We'll talk about this later on. Let me finish this. But please insert any editing as I fumble, stumble, and bumble over here. As I said, games 1 and 2 were down here. Ferg's is just an absolute rocking location. Tomorrow there'll be watch parties as they go back up to Boston, and Monday watch parties, then a travel day, and hopefully we come back here on Wednesday for game number 5 to advance, and it looks like, against the Houston Astros as they're up 2-0 over the Chicago White Sox. But as I mentioned, down here, college games all day. Actually going to be a quiet day down here, and it's going to be very busy. But we've got college action, all the great games. I'll go over that list of games. And 95 televisions. I always said 84. Mark was on last week when you were gone, and the show went to hell. And he corrected me. We have 95 televisions now. So if you want to come down here and watch any of your favorite teams, come on down, and we will switch it. Tomorrow is going to be nuts. You got a watch party at 1 o'clock for the Bucks and the Finns, the Miami Dolphins.
Yep.
4 o'clock, you got the Rays and the Red Sox. And I'm going to help him tomorrow, so I'm going to go to bed about 7. Grandpa will be in bed about 7 tonight, preparing for 2 days of Ferg's. That will be easier than my grandchildren chasing them around Treasure Island and Sunset Beach for 6 days. I couldn't be happier, but I feel like I got the holy hell beat out of me.
I can't even imagine. I have a 4-year-old granddaughter going on 40, and trust me, when she was 1.5 and 2 years old, I would come home with the same kind of fog.
Oh, my God. And Jackson, he was a piece of cake at 1.5. And I'm trying not to be biased, but now he's 3.5 and she's 1.5. She looks like the little devil. She stares at you and then runs. And then you chase. And we're right on the water. You've been over by the condo.
Oh, yeah.
That's not really a kid-friendly place. So,
no, it's not.
Intercoastal. I've never done so much damn running and grabbing her. And I don't want to scream at her, but you need to scream. But my daughter-in-law doesn't like that.
Ah.
So you know that conundrum for this old German-Irishman. A little grab, a little hard one might stop her from running the water. So anyway, that's what I dealt with. And enough of my whining. Speaking of getting the hell beat out of me, tonight, heavyweight boxing down here, it is Fury Wilder 3. And I've watched, I'm a boxing junkie, and I've watched, you know, this is not the thrill in Manila that I absolutely love between Frazier and Ali, but in the 21st century, this is, you know, something comparable. There's my man, Jim Sweeney. You know Brandy Winans?
Hey, Jim. How are you?
His wife, Maura, does a show on Radio St. Pete.
Yeah.
Maura Sweeney. Tell Maura we said hello. We'll get you back on the show. Have a great day, buddy. You look great. Put your rally cap on. Yeah, he had a heck of a help. He was my first guest on this show back in 1 year ago. At the end of this month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he wrote a book about his world travels playing senior basketball.
Yep.
And that's when I found out that Ferg is the dirtiest player in the senior leagues.
Ferg was?
Still is. 1,000%. They call it's in the book. What they call fouls,
Yeah.
I got furred. And he doesn't. He is absolutely the hatchet man, Mark Ferguson.
Oh, my God.
Sweeney brought me that information.
Oh, my God.
All
you
right.
know who else are really bad basketball players are women. Vicious. They are vicious.
Just in basketball?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Take it from a two-time participant in the marital world. Nah, you're fudging it there, dear. Okay, so the thing about it is Fury Wilder is F-R-E-E tonight at Ferg's. So a great day at Ferg's. Won't be as crazy as the next couple days, but come on down. And again, as I mentioned, we launched at the beginning of September the St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We've gotten some great input from around the three-county area. We're on WTAN AM 1340, 106.1 FM. That's all of Clearwater. And I actually was listening to the FM clearly on the beach today, which that makes me very happy. And WZHR AM 1400, 104.3 FM. That takes you all the way up to Zephyr Hills. Did I pronounce that right?
You did.
Thank you very much. And then you got AM 1350 and 102.3 FM. Both of those, 1400 and 1350, broadcast all of the Rays games, Florida Gator games, and Lightning games. So we're part of the sports mix for the Tantalk family of stations up there.
We are moving up, baby. We are moving on up.
We're getting there, dear.
Yes, we are.
All right. Why don't I go over the games that are down here today of note. Of course, the Florida Gators, fresh off their thumping to the Kentucky Wildcats.
Yep.
They'll rebound easily against the Vanderbilt Commodores, the school of knowledge, not of football.
Of football.
And baseball. But you've been to Nashville. That is a beautiful campus.
It is.
When I went to Western Kentucky, our white trash carcasses from the track team, we used to drive down there and crash the rich girl parties.
I didn't know you were on a track team. I was on a track team.
I had a full ride to Western Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
I'll just brag for a second.
Yeah.
I never know. But I still have three records at my high school that are 46 years old.
No way.
I was the fastest in the state of Iowa in the 880.
What?
Yeah. Swear to God.
I was the fastest for the 40 and 50 and the 100 yard.
I was a sprinter, and then my neighbor was my mentor. My dad had left, and he was my coach. He said, you want to go D1? I said, yeah. He goes, well, you're never going to make it in football. You can go D2 football. He said, track. So I went from a sprinter my sophomore year, and I had a lot of success. I was very fortunate.
Awesome.
Very blessed. And neither one of my sons, they hated track, and I was trying to groom them. They're going to take over and break the old man's records. Yeah, they broke my heart.
Oh.
They're a lot smarter than me. Track is a hard sport, man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, yep, so Florida takes on the – don't you like how we kind of digress? This is more of an entertainment show than sports. Sorry if you were looking for some more games at Ferg's. I got a little sidetracked. North Carolina, Florida State. Mac Jones, I didn't know this factoid. Mac Jones, who took over North Carolina, has turned that program around. He's an FSU grad.
He is.
So Barry Smith is going to do his magic for me in the offseason, and we'll see if we can get a conversation with Mac Jones.
Awesome.
And you've got Central Florida taking on East Carolina. And I'm not just promoting my favorite state of the 50, but the University of Iowa.
Oh, God.
Ranked number three.
Here we go.
Number three. That merits.
I know.
That's a 4 o'clock kick against Penn State. Number three against number four. Now, do I think both teams are overrated? Absolutely. But I'm gonna revel in it right now, and it's in Kinnick, and that's where they do the Children's Hospital wave.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I participated in that.
Go before. Iowa.
Thank you, dear. If you would have said Penn State,
Iowa.
I would have yanked that mic from you. You can say it later on. Michigan, Nebraska. That'll
like
be interesting.
Iowa. Iowa. I like Iowa.
Have you been there?
I have not.
You've never been to God's country.
I have not been to Iowa, no.
I will get you a tour lined up. You'll have to go. You'll start out at Beautiful Lakes. You go to the Iowa State Fair in August, the number one fair in America.
I did watch you on your adventures this past summer.
That was South Dakota.
That was
the Black Hills.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Deadwood. That was Kevin Costner and Dances with Wolves.
Right.
Got that? No?
Right. No, I know.
No,
I know.
Florida, California. Listen, you don't. You guys are uppity.
Iowa, North and South Dakota, and Wyoming. I have not been to, and they're on my bucket list.
Well, I don't know if I put them on my bucket list. No, they're cool states. And here's the beauty of it: you just named South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, and Wyoming. I know it's 3, 4. You got 7 million in 4 states. Total population.
That's it.
That's it. That's
I love it.
And I'm not too far off. There's a lot of open space out there. All right. And then big game, Notre Dame and Virginia Tech, Alabama, Texas A&M. And those are some of the college games. Now, remember, I mentioned that there's a Bucks watch party and there's a Rays watch party tomorrow. But if you and we have a lot of them. We have Eagles fans. They have upstairs tomorrow. We've got Bills fans. So if you're an NFL fan, you'll be fighting for television space tomorrow. But we will find you a spot. For you and your brethren of fans.
It's with 95 TVs, there has to be a place for you somewhere.
Well, there's going to be a hell of a fight over the Bucks fans and then the Rays at 4.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I can't believe I'm going to be working it. But anyway, Cowboys, Giants tomorrow. Falcons, Jets. Packers, Lions. No, I'm sorry, Packers, Bengals. Vikings, Lions. Steelers, Broncos. Bucks and Dolphins, as I mentioned. Saints and Washington. Panthers, Eagles, Titans, Jaguars, Patriots, Texans, Raiders, Bears, your Raiders.
Yep, my Raiders, my little buddy's in a little right now.
Yeah, he is.
Mr. Gruden.
You know what? I'm just getting so sick and tired of this PC world, but I won't go into this topic.
I know, but why bring something up from 2011?
100 years ago.
Exactly.
I thought, but this is what's sad with the state of our nation. I don't mind talking about this. This isn't politics. This is our society. Okay, we're in instant information, instant gratification. What you did yesterday successfully or did something for an individual is gone the next day.
Right.
But if you did something in 1958 when I was 2 years old.
Right.
And I'm running for some particular office or I'm a high-profile celebrity, which will never happen, and I assure you if you listen to this show. But the bottom line is this. They'll dig it up.
They'll find
and
it.
And then it'll be that day's news. And it's absolutely BS. I'm sick and tired of it.
I know.
Anyway, and the thin skin. What are they calling it? The cancel culture?
Yeah.
These corporations need to get a set, if you know
right.
what I mean.
Right. Exactly.
Get a set. Step up to the plate.
Exactly.
And say, listen, it's one individual. I went and bought Aunt Jemima. Now I'm on my soapbox. I went and got Aunt Jemima pancake mix, and syrup. As collector's items. If you've ever studied the history of her and her family, they were pissed off about it.
They were. They were very upset about it. But, you know, it's like what goes around will come around.
I
and
hope
you
so.
Just, it's another day in the day of the Berg and St. Pete Sports Connection.
Yeah. And I'm just going to, at my age, pray and chill out. I did a lot of that this past week. Anyway, Chargers, Browns, Cardinals, Niners, Chiefs and Bills, and then, Ravens and Colts Monday night. But that's your pro football lineup. You've got college, as I mentioned. And then you've got all of the MLB lineup will be down here as well. You know, with
right.
the exception when the Rays are playing, that'll be the only game in town.
Right, absolutely.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about your trip up north. You abandoned me. And a week that I needed you. Because I'm being pulled 45 different directions, and you bail to go have fun.
I didn't realize your family was coming into town, and that you know it was going to be a rough week for you.
I survived it.
You did.
I was whining.
I was going
public
back watching.
Whining.
I've actually listened to part of the show too, and on
well,
my way home
bored.
From Michigan.
It wasn't a bad show.
We had a great time. It was 6 days of racing, and racing at the M1 concourse in Pontiac, Michigan. Flew into Detroit. We were staying right out of Auburn Hills, a few miles from the M1 concourse track, which they redid. They rebuilt. This thing is absolutely spectacular. If you are in the Michigan area, you've got to just go take a tour of the M1 concourse. It's basically a gentleman's track, meaning that these are
strippers.
No, these these are people like myself
club.
who I'm not one of the gentlemen, but that actually love racing. I've been loving racing since I was 8 years old, And these guys are what we used to call in the racing industry, because I've been back and forth with TRG, the racers group. We race GTs, Porsches. We were doing Porsches and Aston Martins. Now we're back to Porsches. But that's the team that I was with up there, and they also have a great winery out of Petaluma, California called Adobe Road Wines. So we were doing private events and racing days at the M1 concourse. But they built these garages that, you know, if I go to heaven somewhere, and if I hope I go and stay in one of these garages, because
you can eat off the floor.
Oh my God, these garages are not your typical auto garage. These garages, I think each one cost about $186,000, and they're three stories. And the cars, the automobiles that these people collect and drive are just, I mean, you can stare at them and just live there and just look at them. And then you go up to the next level, and it's a full living room, kitchen. They have customized everything. The one that we were at was one of the owners of M1 Concourse, Paul Zoloff. And his floor, he had a pool table, the rooftop. I mean, they had bands going, parties going for our garage reveal. We had 12 garages that opened up on Friday night. And the races were just amazing, different categories from everything from the oldies and the goodies to the GTs to the Pirellis.
Now, was this an event open to the public?
Yes, it was open to the public on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But that was a high ticket.
I think, actually, some of them were about $200 a day, $75 a day for Saturday and Sunday.
What's that get you? Any grub or just walk around and look?
Oh, just walking around no grub. Yeah, you're on your own for the grub. But just to be able to, and Sunday you could actually participate and ride with one of the gentleman drivers in one of the cars. So that was a nice little
plus. Did you get to do that, or are you busy?
I was busy. But we did get a lot of rain on Sunday. But a great event. It was called the American Speed Festival. And, you know, locally here and all over the country, I've worked with the Festival of Speed with Joe Sabatini. And they do some great great fundraisers here as well in the St. Pete, Clearwater, Sarasota area.
How'd you get this gig?
My girlfriend that I met in 2005 was started back with Kevin Buckler, who's the owner of the Racers Group and Adobe Road Winery. Kevin was a professional race car driver, and he's been in the racing industry for over 30 years. They went to college together, and she was working for a major bank here and got laid off, and Kevin said, hey, why don't you come do my hospitality and work with the crew and the VIPs and the guests, and then she did it for a couple of years, and she drug me in. And went with another racing team, and so I was with them off and on for the last 12 years, 3 years straight, but I got burned out. I mean, we were traveling all the time.
Not a bad gig for a while.
No, great, great gig. A lot of fascinating people that I have met along the way.
Who's the most fascinating person you met in motorsports? A driver.
Well, I have to go with a couple of my great drivers that we have. One is called Spencer Pompelli. The other one is Andy Lally. We're actually racing next weekend in Indy again, and Spence and
Andy. You going up?
I'm not going up. Nope. I am down here aggravating you.
Atta girl. Again, another woman aggravating me.
Andy Lally also did NASCAR. And Kevin, actually, we had a NASCAR team when I first started with them, as well as our GT category. And we have won the Rolex 24 in Daytona 7 times. And I was with the team in 2011 when we won. And Kevin's also won the 24-hour Le Mans.
The 24-hour Le Mans, I watched something, a documentary on it. Now, that is interesting, man.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Hey, just for the 24 Daytona, we were up 42 hours.
Straight?
Straight. Straight. We were all supposed to get 4 hours. And guess who was the last on the totem pole?
You.
For my timeline. And my timeline was down to an hour. And by that time, my eyes were, you know, stickers and toothpicks. So.
You know what? This reminds me of how you got pulled into the pickleball world. I pulled you into that meeting with
you
Billy
did.
McGee. Next thing you know, you're going to be traveling. We'll be traveling on our road show with Billy McGee. Just talked to him yesterday, by the way. Hey, I'm going to do a little On the Tee update. On the Tee, of course, will evolve into its own production. I was going to try to roll it out in 2021, but we have been just swamped doing a lot of planning, in which we will start to announce in stages. And the St. Pete Sports Connection now on a three-county reach. Our streaming capabilities, our website will be upgraded all by young talent out of USF and Tampa University, as well as St. Pete College. So we're going to be blessed there. But on the tee, you think because the Ryder Cup is over with, you would possibly not have golf. It just keeps rolling right into it. They turn the corner with the on the tee, and the champions are still playing. The other guys take a little break, but the champions are still playing. And this is the Constellation Furyk and Friends in Jacksonville, and it looked like an absolute blast. It looked like an absolute blast over there in Jacksonville, and saw a little John Daly. But Phil Mickelson's leading that, and I know that Alex here is a golf fan. But I had an invitation by my guest last week, and Lynn Strickler, the growler, who'd been on the bag for a lot of these guys, but Phil Mickelson, Matt Gogol, Cameron Beckman, I'll give you some household names. Bernhard Langer's over there playing. Jay Haas, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, the host, and Miguel Angel Jimenez. And that's over in Jacksonville, and that's an event. I'm not missing next year. There is no volume on that. This is new technology. And I'm going to introduce him now. Alex, how was that? I remember the right name.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, talk just a little louder, my man.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's talk about you being down here at Furyk's, coming from California, and you're just kind of an entrepreneur. All of a sudden, you're set up shop right in front of us. You've got an array of T-shirts of every team in Tampa Bay.
Yes.
And then I've been blessed, as you have, with Mark Ferguson as a friend. And you've only been here, what, 6 months?
Almost 9 months now.
Well, you know what? God sent you in the right direction, because I did the same thing. I had met Mark back in the day, and coming down to watch the Tampa Bay Devil Rays with my sons. I met him in 2002. And when I moved in 17, came, and next thing you know, we're doing business alliances, and you've got the same thing going on. Let's talk about your baseball background.
Yes, I've been in baseball for 30 years now. I've coached all over the United States, Puerto Rico, and just fell in love with the game since I was a kid.
Now, you moved here, and you started helping out at St. Pete High on the high school team, right?
Yes, I'm the assistant baseball coach there.
Did you have any coaching background in California?
Absolutely. I was at UC San Diego, University City, Orange Glen High School, many, many years a high school baseball coach out there.
Now, the reason I had you on, because you've been to many L.A. Dodgers, San Francisco Giants games. Of course, last night in the Bay Area, a nice win, 4-0, the Giants over the Dodgers. I don't – if Tampa Bay gets the series, I don't want to see the Dodgers again either. And I lean more towards the Giants. But you made quite a few junkets up there back in the day to watch that series. It's amazing. This is the first time in the postseason that they have met.
Absolutely. We used to fly out there for the last series of the regular season. It always ended with the Dodgers and the Giants. So every other year, we'd go up there and watch our Dodgers clinch. It's a fantastic stadium, a fantastic city.
Now, what era was that?
That was in the 2012, 13, 14, in that era.
Well, and a ticket in San Francisco, even when they're not playing the Dodgers, is astronomical. But when they're playing the Dodgers, can you imagine the ticket price right now for tonight's game?
It's got to be over $250 just for a nosebleed seat.
For the yeah. Nosebleeds, for the SRO, standing room only.
Yes.
Yeah, for being out in your kayak in the bay probably cost you $300. You're going to put a kayak out. Ferg would do this. He'd rope it off.
Ferg would do it.
He would do it. He'd rope it off. And charge the kayaks coming in. And he wouldn't be upset for me saying he'd say, that's a brilliant business idea. two bills, bring your kayak in. Hey, if you drown, sign this liability issue right here. He'd have her down pat.
All kidding aside, Mr. Ferguson is just he's got a great big heart, and he helps everybody out. Anyone that asks for something, Mark does, he usually gives them what he wants.
He's amazing. He is awesome.
I love him, but come on. We don't want to give him too many kudos. Actually, here's the thing about Mark. I had him on the show last week. First time in 11 months, only because he knew that I was reaching a broader audience, and we put this idea together, come down here. But I had to interrupt him. Here he gets to talk for 20 minutes about his business on the three-county area. You know what he's doing out back? Helping these guys carry tables. I'm like, come on, man. Jake, your son, is 26, built like a Greek god, works out all the time. And I think Mark just loves, you know, as they say, getting in the dirt.
Absolutely. I see him busting tables. I see him clearing out drinks. He works this business, and he loves it.
Okay, let's talk about Florida baseball at the high school level versus California for a second. And both states well known for the number of MLB players they've got in the bigs and have for decades. But any significant difference you see?
Yes. The grass is different here.
Oh, yeah. You're in Florida, dude.
Yes.
He's right. The grass is different.
It is. I'm teaching the kids how to push bunt, how to get bunts over, because the ball absolutely stops on this grass.
It stops?
Yes. It's amazing how it grabs. It's almost like it's Kikuyu grass.
The grass out there is flatter and smoother.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
It's just flat, because I lived out there for off and on for 20 years. It's just flatter and smoother than the grass that we have here that does dead stop something.
California baseball, it's, I have to say, you know, there's a big difference in the fundamental part of the game.
Hey, like you're holding a bat, hold that microphone closer to your mouth when you're breaking this down for me, my friend.
Okay.
Anyway, so we're talking to Alex. We're getting a little breakdown of the grass is the most significant so far.
Absolutely.
How about the talent level?
I'd have to say California got a little edge there. Not by
turn
much.
His mic off. We're on a full. We're on a three-county reach. I'm going to get a bunch of hate mail. No, I wanted to hear that.
Okay. Yeah, we just play year-round out there. The weather's great.
Florida, you know, same.
Yeah, it's 72 degrees. You know, we're playing on the beach out there. And just the amount of junior colleges and colleges out there, it's a very, very talented baseball pool out there.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we're $21 million. They're $41 million in the state of California. So you got twice the opportunities for athletes, but the majority of everything is from San Francisco south, and not even in the middle portion of the state. But it's comparable to the football world. I'm looking at the top 10s in high school football right now, and seven teams are from California.
Wow.
And you think that Florida would have – Florida's got IMG, and then there's two Texas schools. Well, you got the three states with most population base, but also warm and speed. How about speed? More speed in California, more speed in Florida?
Florida. Yes, I'd have to agree. In Florida, there's
okay.
more speed out there.
We're not turning your mic off now. All right. But the reality is, and that's one thing that I've noticed now that I've started diving into high school sports here, and I'm from a state, Iowa, where we're known for our putting tight ends and linemen into the NFL. And I told my son when I went to my first live game, like, oh, my God. You guys were state champs in the state of Iowa, and you wouldn't have made it past the flag football peewee championships down here. The speed is amazing.
Yes. I have to agree with that. Yes.
All right. So you watched the Dodgers-Giants last night.
Absolutely.
It's probably a little tired today.
I am a little tired today.
Probably had a few beverages.
Yeah. I had one or two.
I got to pimp you. But you know what? Today, as I said in the opener, I said to Brandy, it's going to be an active day down here, all the way till the end of the night when we got Wilder Fury 3. But it's going to be like a day off compared to the last 2 days. And you notice you didn't see my old carcass here. I would have probably been better off down here working my tail off than chasing my grandkids, but I wouldn't have been as happy. But it was a zoo down here.
Wonderful atmosphere.
Welcome back to the St. Pete Sports Connection right here on RadioSt.Pete.com and RadioSt.Pete.com and StPeteSportsConnection.com. I apologize for the delay. We're down here live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Everything I got in front of me says we're a go, but apparently, you know how technology. In fact, today on College Game Day, they had a major snafu. So when I do get upset about it, I realize when you're relying on Wi-Fi, which we're rock stars on Wi-Fi right now down here, it looks. You have a tendency to have issues, unfortunately.
Yes, you do.
Well, you've done radio remotes. You know how much fun
that
is. Oh,
I know. And sometimes it, you know, it goes just as smooth. And sometimes there's a couple glitches because of technology that takes you to another place. And the good news is I think we got a call in that showed us that we had dropped off. So we're back. We are back up and running.
Well, I certainly hope we are right now. But as I said, you're listening to the St. Pete Sports Connection. We're good to go. Big Ed said we are good to go, and that's all I care about.
All right, Big Ed.
All right. As I mentioned, as I mentioned, in technology, you're relying on a lot of hopefuls, but Big Ed does a superb job for Tantalk, and Joe does a superb job for RadioSt.Pete.com. I want to thank both of them. So back to where we're at. We're at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Okay, this is like a rewind. She's Brandy Winans.
Brandy Winans, right here, sitting next to Mr. Mike Rickford.
And the reality is, you are the queen of sports in the three-state area.
Well, thank you, sir.
Your NFL alumni background, where your husband, Jeff Winans, you wrote a book, The Flip Side of Glory.
Yep.
And you're involved with Florida Rising Stars.
Yep.
And the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. In fact, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, we will be live down there on November 10th at Doral in Miami for their Hall of Fame. And here's the lineup for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, their Hall of Fame induction.
Big event, and we're blessed thanks to our buddy Barry Smith. Al Leiter will be inducted. Robert Luongo, Dwight Stevenson, Ed Reed, who's arguably the best NFL safety in the history of the game, Alonzo Mourning, Bill Diaz, and all that is November 10th down there at Doral. And you've heard of Doral if you're a golfer. And I'm looking forward to that event.
Me too.
We'll have to wear our fancy clothes.
I know.
Well, you've got a closet full of them. I'm gonna have to get the cobwebs and what do you call that stuff? Mothball smell.
Mothballs.
Not a worse smell on the planet than mothballs. But I haven't worn a suit since I've been down here. And that's 5 years.
We could put you in a nice blazer.
I got a brand.
You don't have to wear a tie.
I'm not wearing a tie. I swear I'm never wearing a tie. I wore them in the computer industry and selling ads. But
I'm never wearing a tie either.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, dear. Anyway, as I mentioned, we are on all of our affiliates. I want to thank Tantalk Radio for our partnership. And that's WTAN AM 1340, 106.1 FM. And that's Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa. And I've been able to get this signal. It is really solid down here. WZHR AM 1400, 104.3 FM. WDCF AM 1350 and 102.3 FM, Dade City. So all three of the counties we're encompassing. And 1400 and 1350, as I mentioned, carries all the Rays games. They carry all the Lightning games as well and Florida Gators. So they got a nice sports mix, and we're going to add to that and continue to add programming in our St. Pete Sports Connection radio network.
And you can look for us at stpetesportsconnection.com.
And you know what? I've got to get this accomplished. We've got to put all those stations up on our website, too.
Yes, we do.
And we'll get that done on Facebook this week.
And if you want to come down, we're here live every Saturday from 12:15 to 2 o'clock. If you have something of interest you'd like to share with us, you can contact me at stpetesportsconnection@gmail.com. Very easy. stpetesportsconnection@gmail.com, and we will get you on the show.
All right. As I mentioned, down here at Ferg's, and I did this in the first hour, we've got 95 televisions, and any college game that you want to watch, your fan base, we will find a television for you.
If you get upset at one of the games, you can go in the back, and we have axe throwing, too.
I forgot. We
also have a dog park, so yeah, bring your... bring your pooches.
Yeah, bring your dog down. It's like a babysitting service. Put your pooch back in the compound. I guess you can't call that.
Doggy park.
Doggy park. Okay. Well, I'm not a dog guy, so you put them back there in the cages, and then you go. It sounds like a vicious place. Then you go throw axes. You have some shots of tequila with brandy, and then you can watch your favorite college game.
That's right. And if they're not doing what you want, you can go back and do some axe throwing.
Exactly.
Right? And just get all that adrenaline out of your system.
Yeah, absolute blast. And if you hadn't heard our show before, watch parties down here are huge for Iowa this year, Michigan, Auburn, and Alabama. So if you are a fan of either four of those schools, in fact, Iowa, Purdue's on at 4 o'clock today, Alabama and Texas A&M, be a great contest. Come on down to Ferg's, and they block off a section of this iconic sports bar. And I must stop if you're a sports fan in that outlying area that we have not reached yet. Come on down across from the Trop. Tomorrow, as I mentioned, and Monday, Rays watch parties. Tomorrow, a doubleheader watch party. 1 o'clock, Bucks and Finns, the Dolphins. 4 o'clock, Rays, and I think I've said this before, haven't I? Rays and Sox.
And Sox.
And it will be crazy.
And Red Sox.
You don't realize, yeah, and if you don't know that, you might as well turn off the
trouble.
Sports show. Anyway, the Red Sox fans, even in the regular season, typically outnumber 3 or 4 to 1 the Rays fans. Now, I was proud of the Rays fans, 37,000 strong. That's a nice combination of Red Sox that have migrated to the area and Rays. Now, that was an electric environment, and it's just sad that we got our
little butts kicked last night.
I almost said ASS, but
we are.
It was an absolute.
We are 1-1.
Yeah, it's a push, but it's a 5-game series.
It's a 5-game series.
For you that are periphery baseball fans, just watch during the playoffs. It is a 5-game series. Then it goes to 7 games for the American League pennant, and then 7 games, of course, as it always has, for the World Series. So this is a must win tomorrow in Boston, because we lost home field advantage with that loss last night. The 5-0 win right out of the gate was superb.
That was awesome.
But I was doing some what-ifs watching the game. And
we started off good last night. In the first inning.
You get a lot of mighty, you get a light of Mighty Mo there. And then, of course, we
kind of drizzled after that.
Well, you know, we had a rookie pitcher.
Yeah.
But if we had Glasgow, if he was healthy, because there's a lot of what-ifs, it's amazing what these Tampa Bay Rays have done under the conditions of injuries. They traded their two best arms,
yep.
Snell and Charlie Morton's pitching for the Braves right now as they take on the Brewers, and of course the Brew Crew won last night. We lost our two aces. Then our ace, Glasgow, he's out for the season. So they have put together an incredible run of patchwork pitching, and Brandon Lau's in a slump. So there's a lot of things that are going against them, and they just continue to win. And if you try to count them out right now, don't do it.
You can't.
Because it's happened all season. You win 100 regular season games, and you win the East Division for a reason. And they just need to put their rally caps on tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Come on down to Ferg's. It'll be wild down here. Hey, I want to do a little promo for our printer. And he did a superb job on our cards.
Love them.
Ace High Printing, Rick Herbert, he's the official printer of St. Pete Sports Connection and Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7. Anything we do in print, it's Rick Herbert. Give him a call. He's just a small business owner right here in St. Petersburg. Great guy, 727-542-3897. And Cameron Wembley is going to join us. Coming across that bridge, how long does it take you when you go to a lot of NFL alumni events over there? I got a phobia of that bridge. I don't even like to think about driving it.
It depends, you know. I usually try to time myself a little earlier, so I might head over if I've got we have a alumni meeting this week on the 13th. So you got to come at 6:30.
I'm crashing it.
You're crashing it. I'll pick you up. I'll usually leave about an hour or two earlier, and then I'll browse around the International Mall because
Well,
I'm a woman, but our meeting is right around the corner off of Himes and MLK, across from Ray J. So it's really easy then to just get in the car down Columbus and hit Himes and head over to the Art Institute, which is where our meetings are.
Guess who's driving?
I'll drive.
I don't know one thing about Tampa, and as we expand now into the three-county region, and I'm going to be making a lot of sales calls, I've got to get a lot more familiar. Cameron told me the same thing. He lives over there. He says, dude, you're going to have to get more familiar with the Tampa area because there's a heck of a lot of great listeners, and appreciate you tuning in right now.
Yes.
And a lot of great opportunities from a business perspective.
Yes.
And that's where the NFL alumni guys operate out of. The FCA operates out of over there. So I'll get familiar with Tampa.
Yeah, we got really happy. We were looking. I was looking for a happy home for us for the first 3 years. We're 5 years into our Tampa Bay NFL alumni chapter now, and I was looking for a happy home. And one day we were invited over to the Art Institute and had a meeting with them, and they just loved what we were doing and said, "Hey, you can have a home here." And we went, yay, and we can look at the stadium from here, and we can look at the one buck flag from here.
Oh, you can?
Yes, and it's owned by Jesuit.
Well, you know what? It did to me. It just didn't make sense when you told me, and Walter Carter told me, and Barry. They said, "Yeah, the Art Institute," and we're talking NFL alumni football. I'm like, what the hell do those two have to do with each other?
Because Chef Clyde Tanner, who is now the director there, they have a culinary division there. And actually, the culinary division started working with the Bucks for the rookies to come over, and they'd have a cook-off competition over at the Art Institute. And they have production there, video production, graphic artists. So, you know, for us, it was kind of like a one-stop shop for help, too, because, you know, being new in the community and trying to build us, because the NFL Alumni National Office does not give us money to start our chapter. So we were kind of broken a joke in the beginning, raising money and starting to do golf tournaments and other fundraisers. So, yeah, but, you know, we're back on top now and we're in our fifth year now. And the Art Institute has just been a wonderful icon for us and a big blessing.
Well, I look forward to getting over there and participating. And talk a little bit about the Florida Rising Stars as well.
The Florida Rising Stars was an organization that originally, I think, was started under the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and they really weren't doing much with it. And Jan Richard and Wayne Hogan, Wayne had been the executive director over there, and Jan had been with Florida Sports Hall of Fame, said, "Hey, you know, can I take this and run with it?" And they said, "You have our blessing." So the Florida Rising Stars is dealing with a sports academy and a sports camp for high school and middle school kids. And we started off this past summer trying to put together some things, and with the hurricane and the storms that came through and trying to get it off the ground, we were trying to bring the kids to the Boys and Girls Club. I've been on the board there for a long time at the Pinellas Park teen division over there, and we were trying. They have a spectacular organization and chapter over there. And we just couldn't get the kids going in the way that we wanted to. We wanted to add into middle school for the football camp and the high school kids to do broadcasting, to do anything that was outside from being on the field. So with the Florida Rising Stars, the Sports Academy will take you to helping you if you're interested in sports broadcasting, journalism, if you're interested in sports medicine or sports athletic training. Those are the type of things that we do in the Sports Academy. And each classroom, it's an all-day classroom that'll go from 9 till 3 in the afternoon. Then on field, we've got the middle school kids learning flag football fundamentals. And then we bring them all in at the end of the day and do a group session.
Is there a way that can someone contact you guys, or do you go out? Outreach to the organization?
You can contact me at brandy@floridarisingstars.com. brandy@floridarisingstars.com, and that makes it real easy. You can contact Wayne Hogan, wayne@floridarisingstars.com, jan@floridarisingstars.com. We're right now, we've made a few little quirky changes because we think it'll be so much better. And we're implementing the high schools now. So if you're a high school coach or you're a high school principal and you would like to have us come into your school on your timeline, we will be happy to do an all-day sports academy and put it together for you.
Well, those are the kind of things that we talked about doing. And with Roger Warren and his organization getting to get involved, he'll be on the air next week with Sports Thread, showing kids that there's more out there. They can create their own Instagram. There's more out there than just participating in your beloved sport after your youth or your high school career. There's all kinds of opportunities in sport, whether it's communication, as you said, broadcasting, physical trainer, operations. I've had many people in that world. I got a buddy, Jeff Lance, who you've seen on the show before. Congratulations to him, by the way. He was the director of communications for minor league baseball here in St. Petersburg. He just got the major league baseball director of communications.
Wow.
And he is extremely busy now. He started with me with the Iowa Cubs back in the late 90s, right out of college, Iowa State. And now he is Major League Baseball Director of Communications. And what a great time of his young career, or in his career, be young and in the playoffs. He just got the opportunity 3 weeks ago, and he's up to it right now. He's going to come on after the season and talk about it.
That'll be awesome. The one little thing I forgot about the Florida Rising Stars is that we had over 65 ambassadors who also will be guest speakers via Zoom or in person if they're not living here, like Bill Patrick with Bill Patrick Broadcasting School. He came on. We did a pilot over at Seminole High, which was very successful. And Bill came on at the last 20 minutes and actually answered broadcasting questions. Bill Patrick, if you're not familiar with him, was an ESPN, ABC sports broadcaster.
Fabulous broadcaster.
Started his own broadcasting school. Well, he was sitting up in Maine, and he went around to all the kids in the room. They were able to ask him questions and get firsthand knowledge from him. And those are the kind of programs that we do. But these ambassadors, we have Lee Steinberg. We had Bobby Bowden. We have Steve Spurrier. Those are the kind of Vinny Testaverde. We've got Brian Ford, the COO of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Those are the kind of ambassadors that we have that are pushing and promoting us and endorsing the organization.
She's Brandi Winans, and as I said, very fortunate to have her join the St. Pete Sports Connection. As I likened it to an expansion club when she came on board. Expansion club getting a Hall of Famer to help us get off the ground, and she has been kind enough to do that for me. Hey, Steinberg, what are you teaching these kids how to be ruthless sharks?
No, let me tell
you. I'm kidding.
I know Lee personally, and I have the ultimate respect for him. He's brought his family in. You know, he had a time where, you know, he became an alcoholic, and he's 10 years out right now. He has taken his agency to be one of the biggest and the best in the country. And I have the utmost respect for him.
Jeremy Hellickson?
Mike?
Hey, Jeremy, can you hear me?
Oh, barely.
Well, if you can barely hear me, I can hear you perfectly. How's that? There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you all day long.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Well, they can hear me. If you can hear me, are you at Okoboji?
Yeah, I'm in Okoboji.
All right, brother.
I'm just out on the deck, but
we can hear you really well. We can hear you really well.
Yeah, so the audience can hear you if you can pick up on me. So the old Hoover Husky, thanks for taking a little time out from your siesta at Okoboji to join me on the St. Pete Sports Connection.
Hello?
Can you hear me now there, Jeremy?
No, it's just all static.
Well, young man, I'll try to get a hold of you in a little while and see what we can rectify this. That's Jeremy Hellickson. I'm going to try to see if that I had Thought I had this all solved for the audience. It would have been superb conversation. And he, you know what? He's in Northwest Iowa. I don't know. Maybe there was an issue again on the ability to. I should have just told him to read a dialogue because everybody could hear him. But that was Jeremy Hellickson from Westlake Okoboji, the former Tampa Bay Rookie of the Year in 2011, the former Arizona Diamondback, Philadelphia Philly. He had a great career. Baltimore Oriole, and then he finished up as a Washington, I almost said Senators, Nationals. Yes. And, yeah, he's a family man now back in Des Moines. His dad, Steve, and his grandpa, Bob, I tell you what, just a superb family. Nothing but down-to-earth human beings that supported this youngster. He went to Hoover High School in Des Moines, Iowa. And I got a funny story. The first time I met him, he was having success as a senior in high school. And he was on every MLB, the radar, you know. He was going to get drafted. And there's a golf course called Grandview. It's a public muni in Des Moines. I loved it. My son and I played it all the time. And it's just a short course. And the pro said, we're trying to get a tee off before sunset. Did it all the time. He said, hey, why don't you go off this kid out there? And I thought, yeah, okay. So I walked up and introduced myself. Says he's Jeremy Hellickson. We played for a while. Kid could hit the ball a mile. And he's golfing right now, probably hitting it a mile even further. And finally, about three holes in, I realized in my high school show, we talked a lot about Jeremy Hellickson. I said, are you Jeremy Hellickson, the pitcher? Yep, just a skinny kid. And I'll tell you what. From there on, he got drafted by LSU, which is an SEC powerhouse in baseball.
Right.
And then he went the route of minor league baseball, and the rest is history, and an incredibly successful career. And they loved him down here. I mean,
they win the World Series with the Nationals, did he?
Yeah, he got a ring. Now, unfortunately, he got injured, and he made the decision at 34 years young to end his career. But look at everything he got to do.
And unbelievable career.
I was looking more forward, and I know his family's listening, and I apologize to him, to streaming. I was looking more forward to talking about his upbringing because great family, but I was going to get to talk to an Iowan versus you.
I know.
It's a big day in Iowa as we're going to be on the national scene against Penn State a little bit later on, but I was looking forward to talking about Westlake Okoboji, which is, I know I live on the beach now and you live on water.
So Westlake
Okoboji.
Okoboji, Native American?
You think? Yes, absolutely.
Well, we have Okeechobee, Lake Okeechobee here, and I was
confused. And Okeechobee's chump change compared to Okoboji. This is a spring-fed lake nestled in the corner of Northwest Iowa, about 15 miles from the Minnesota border, and about 90 to the South Dakota border. It was a well-kept secret when my great-grandfather built some of the first places. Now it's, as everything, overdeveloped, over-commercialized, but I still love it. And Jeremy's there at the right time of year. It's the fall. The leaves are changing.
The leaves.
Oh, yeah. It is a gorgeous area. Well, I apologize for even making him have to. He said he was out on the deck. I'm hoping he was at the deck of a place called Miles Inn. It's my favorite tavern.
Oh, it's a tavern.
If I went there, of course it is. What's it sound like? Miles Inn doesn't sound like a theater. Miles Inn. Smiles with Miles.
Smiles with Miles.
That's the name of it. They get a schooner of beer. I'm sorry to take you back this trip to my three-county audience, but you appreciate, most of you have migrated from neighborhood taverns. Miles Inn is a bar in Sioux City, Iowa, where I grew up. And I'm Pollock Hill. No offense out there to anybody. Anybody opposed to Senate? I mean, it was Pollock Hill, and I grew up there, German-Irish. A block and a half, my grandpa used to take me down there. He worked in a packing plant, and you'd get these Charlie boys. And it's you know what loose meat is?
No, I have not a clue.
Sloppy Joe.
Oh, a Sloppy Joe. Yeah, I know
so
what
it's kind of like
Joe
a Sloppy Joe.
And what is it called?
Charlie Boy, because the guy's name was Charlie Miles. It was his own little recipe.
Okay.
Loaded with pepper, cheese and pickle. Steam bun, it's to die for. So you go to Miles Inn with a schooner, frozen schooner, beer, you're in heaven. It's a slice of heaven, dear.
Wow.
So they put one in Okoboji, 100 miles away, and now that's the most popular spot. That place will be packed for the Hawks. And I was figuring that Jeremy and his posse might be there. But he's got a little one and a bride. But I'm sure he would have gotten to one of those watering holes that I frequent in. Hey, you said I was your bucket list. So put this on there. Miles
Iowa,
in.
All right, Miles in, Iowa.
Charlie
definitely.
Boy.
Definitely. Charlie Boy. I've got to go get a Charlie Boy. And one of those cold, ice-cold frozen beers.
Schooner. Come on,
Charlie
man.
Boy and schooner. A
schooner. Goes great down in Tampa.
Schooner, I think of a sailboat. Yeah. Jeez, oh, peezo.
Well, you have about four of those, and you think you're sailing. It's the coldest tap beer on the planet, and it's essentially a sports bar. But the original one, you can't move an inch during a Hawks game or a Cyclone game, even those stinking Nebraska Cornhuskers, too. But anyway, when we're playing the Florida schools, packed. All right, so let's talk Rays. Okay.
Now,
what year did you and your husband move here? He was with the Raiders.
Right.
And then he got picked up by the Tampa Bay Bucks?
No, he was with the second round trick.
Jeff Winans.
My husband, Jeff Winans, second round draft pick to Buffalo from USC. McKay was his coach at USC. And then.
And that was 1976?
He went in 73 to 76 with Buffalo. Then 76, the other side of 76, Madden picked him up and switched him from defensive tackle to offensive guard. And then Davis and McKay always did these deals, and so McKay decided to bring him to his new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And the rest is history.
And then he left there in 79 and got picked back up by the Raiders. And so we moved back there. He moved back first, and then I moved back the following year.
I guess my question is, I'm going to ask you questions about the Rays and their involvement in the community.
Right.
What year did you get back here? Were you here when the Rays?
Yeah, we moved back here the end of 88. And my brother was a senior producer with CBS here, the local affiliate.
Is that WFLA?
No, WTVT, which is now Fox.
Okay.
13.
That's
Big
what
13.
I watched. 13,
it was
yeah.
called Big 13. And my brother had already, when all of this hoopla started, he had already, he was like number, you won't believe this, my brother was like number 430 to pick seats once the Tropicana Field was.
Really?
Yeah.
For the Devil Rays.
Yeah, they were the Devil
Rays.
Well,
he had
then.
That media inside.
My brother,
Steve,
was a diehard baseball fan, more than football, more than anything else. He loved baseball. And so we ended up getting season tickets with my brother, and I still have the inaugural. The Rays did a beautiful framed, you could, if you wanted to purchase it.
As an original season ticket holder?
Yes, as an original inaugural, and I have it all framed with our ticket number in it. And so we went in together with my brother on season tickets for the Rays, and they opened up in 1998.
Well, you know, last week we talked to Mark Ferguson. By the way, you're listening to St. Pete Sports Connection on the St. Pete Sports Connection radio network. I want to thank our listening audience that we just picked up in the last month. Actually, a month this week. This is our sixth show on the network.
Yeah.
And I apologize for a few technical difficulties we had today. We'll get those all streamlined. This production is going to go the same direction I did up in Iowa. We are across the state. We'll raise the bar on the production level. Maybe if we yank me off the mic, we'll raise the production level of the content. And we're going to have a lot more of the conversations, as we mentioned. I was really looking forward to Jeremy. I'm going to get this taken care of as the Rays advance. He'll come on, and we'll talk about his time. And that was Jeremy Hellickson, kind enough to take time out of his day, and then technology. I'm too old for this. This technology stuff. My kids came down last week and helped with the show. Michael came on and talked golf. And he looked at all this, and he goes, "Pops, do you know how to run this?" I said, "No, I actually," and this is God's truth, "I have a picture saved on where to put all the knobs, and I don't know what they do." And I'm not sure I want to. I want to get somebody to be my board operator here. So please put up with this for a while.
We need a producer to actually be here on site.
We're going to do that.
You know what? I got to tell you, Mike, you have done a phenomenal job here. And
what do you want? What kind of favor?
Nothing. I'm just trying to pay you a compliment.
I'm not used to that.
Listen,
Go ahead.
The things that you want to do to take St. Pete Sports Connection like you did to the one you had in Iowa. Iowa Sports Connection. Talk a little bit about that, because I think this is something that people need to understand. And
where we're going?
Yeah, because we're just not sitting here at Ferg's every Saturday, which we are, which we love. But we're expanding out, and we need your input. If you want to come down and you want to do some advertising with us, you know, let's sit down, let's talk about it. There's so many different things that we can do that you can do at St. Pete Sports Connection.
Well, we're blessed back in the state of Iowa to have the support of any organization, from the Iowa Hawkeyes, the Iowa State, UNI, the FCA, Institute for Character Development, both the boys and the girls high school associations, the Special Olympics. I wanted to make certain that we were spreading that message, a positive perspective from the Pee-wees, the preps, the pros.
Right, and just like what we're going to be doing down November 10th down in Miami, you know, we're here for you. We are a community-oriented organization, and we're here for you. We'll come to you. You know, able to come to you and do some announcing, doing some things on the tee. We've got on the tee on the other side of St. Pete Sports Connection, like we're going to be doing down in Miami with the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. You know, let us come out. Let us have some fun with you.
Well, there's Gino. He's an icon down here. One of the things that we're going to do is we're partnering up with Cameron Wembley, former NFL standout and FSU standout. Roger Warren and the gang from Sports Thread. We're going to be forming an alliance, and we're going to build a video channel, St. Pete Sports Connection video channel for you folks. And there will be a variety of channels. We're going to expand our reach with the St. Pete Sports Connection radio network that we just launched. We're going to have a digital magazine, as we did in Iowa. We've got a Facebook page that's going to be dramatically rehauled with the injection of youth. I used Drake University and Iowa State and Grandview up north. We're going to use USF. We're going to use the University of Tampa and St. Pete College here. So you'll get a lot of young energy assisting us, and then, of course, with our website as well, and then having kids come down. I do want to do a shout-out, because we can get this done right away. If you have a picture of a youth team, don't care, boys, girls, don't care what the sport is, make sure, send it to Brandy.
Yep.
At
St. Pete Sports Connection at gmail.com.
And we will post it. Just need the name of the team and where they're from in the three-county area. And we'll post that on our Facebook. And that's going to be our Pee Wee profile. We'll do that weekly. And we're going to continue to beat that drum. We did that up in Iowa, and that was a real home run for the moms, the grandparents. And I want to make sure we do that. And the kids get really excited about that as well. So that's the direction we're going with these partnerships. It's been a year at the end of this month.
Woo-hoo!
That Mark Ferguson and I had talked about this idea, and I've been kicking it back and forth since 2017. So future is very bright, even though it may not have sounded like it today with a few glitches, but I assure you, you're going to want to tune in and listen to us from 1 to 3. And we will continue to have some high-profile pros. We had Toby Hall, your friend Toby Hall as well.
Yep.
And he was a former White Sox, and they're in the playoffs right now, even though they're down 2-0 to Houston. And Toby Hall, he was a catcher for the Rays. And that was the kind of thing, because he brought his son down here. And we talked about how cool that is. His son is a pitcher over in at USF right now, freshman. So some of his buddies came down. That's the kind of stuff we're going to do.
Yep.
Then 2 weeks ago, he just brought 200 of his closest friends down.
Yeah.
Toby, on a Saturday when there's a game across the street at the Trop, we're already jam-packed. He had his Little League group down here. And that was when I thought, this really will work down here. Pee-wee's
yep.
preps to pros.
Yep.
His son's just leaving high school. He's got this alliance with this youth group. And here they are having a hot dog and a burger at Ferg's. And then they're going over to the game. And there's Toby Hall giving back, a former standout. For the Sox and for and for the Rays.
For the Rays, absolutely.
And that's the kind of stuff I know Jeremy Hellickson would be doing if he was down here in the Tampa area. But we've got the Iowa Cubs, and we're loud and proud about that AAA franchise. I don't know so much about the parent club right now. I'm a little disappointed. I'm still torn. I mean, when Joe Maddon left here and got us what we needed at the Chicago Cubs, now we've gutted that team, and he's out in L.A. not having the success he'd like. But I wanted to get some feedback from Jeremy on him as well. But we'll get him back on.
Now he
can go out and have a Charlie Boy. He can have a schooner, and he can play a quick nine at Indian Hills up in Okoboji, Iowa.
Charlie Boy and a schooner. There you go. You know, I was also just thinking about our sports club at Tampa Bay that I'm also a member of.
That was a great conversation.
We had Mark Donahue on, and we've got Paul Gruber coming in October 26th at the sports club at Tampa Bay, which is downtown Tampa. You can look us up, sportsclubofTampaBay.com. We have... monthly luncheons there and monthly dinners. This is going to be
a
luncheon.
Is that open to the public?
Yes. You can come in as a member or a non-member for our dinners and our luncheons. And this one's going to be a luncheon on October 26th. So I've just said that you're going with me. So
okay. You're filling my calendar up. You might have to walk me around as I'm slobbering all over myself. So you're really going to take me to an NFL, an event like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to get polished up.
Yeah. I am a member of the Tampa Club.
I know you are, but I'm going to have to get a facial. I don't know.
You know, I just throw a little blazer on you.
I haven't cleaned up for a while.
Just throw a little blazer on you.
Shine my shoes.
Hey, we're on the 41st floor of the Bank of America building.
Oh, my God. I can't wear flip-flops, I suppose, with my sport club.
No flip-flops.
Damn it.
No flip-flops.
I swore I was never going to wear long pants. Or anything but flip-flops when I left Iowa in 2017. Hey, I got to tell you what we're going to do here. And this is really off the wall, audience, but I just have to do it. It's kind of comical. I live on Treasure Island, as you know, Sunset Beach. And I leave throwing a party for my mom for her 82nd birthday. All my gang's down here from Des Moines. And I go by the local Walgreens. And across from there is Ricky T's.
Right.
And you and I have had lunch there.
Yeah.
Ricky T's is a great hangout down here if you ever come to Treasure Island. I got the top down on my little beach buggy convertible. And here's these
beach buggy.
eight young ladies. They look like they're probably volleyball players or basketball players back in the day. And they've got those swaths across them, you know, for bride and maid of honor. And they've imbibed quite a bit. And one gal hollers over at me, "Hey, sir," you know you're old when they say, "Sir, hey, sir, would you give four girls a ride down to Katiki?" And I'm like, "Me? For free?" I live. This is a little beach bar, Katiki bar.
They don't know you live around the corner from Katiki.
I live a half a block from there. I thought, what the hell? I'm 65 years old. I might as well. Girls, get
Pile in.
So I get four of them in, barely, and they're all dressed to the nines, but they're also, you know, they shouldn't have dressed that nice because I'm sure those dresses were ruined at the end of the night. But anyway, they asked me what I did for a living, and I said, I'm doing a little radio. Oh, well, Saturday we're getting married down the beach. So at 1:55, we are going to do a live shout-out.
Okay.
They're streaming. There's Cameron Wimbley, the former FSU standout and, of course, NFL standout. You like that drive? You're making that drive from Tampa quite often. Anyway, so we're going to do a shout-out in 5 minutes. To Matt Wolf and Kathy Wall today as they tie the knot on Sunset Beach. I thought it'd only be appropriate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I tell you what, the one gal, and I'm going to have to ask them if they played sports because they look very fit, and they're all tall. I look like a midget alongside them, and they had a hard time getting out of the back of the convertible, the beach buggy, I can tell you that.
Oh, from being at Ricky T's?
Yeah, or wherever they've been. And they got dresses on, and I'm trying to help, and I'm like, I don't want to look like an old creeper. I'm just kind of, you can get them out yourself.
Right,
but
right.
I was a free Uber. So we'll do that in about 5 minutes, and they're going to stream us.
So which one was getting married?
This was Kathy Wall is getting married. I don't know which one she was, but her sister, Amy, was the aggressive one. that asked me to give him a ride, a free ride.
Aww.
So life on the beach.
Yeah, Ricky T is another icon next to the VIP.
Hey, I went to the new VIP.
Where's there a new one?
Up on right by Joel Bordeaux, Reddington Beach area.
Oh, they opened a new one. Really?
Oh my God! Yes.
Oh my God!
It's superb.
Oh my God! Well, I'm going to hand this over to Cameron. Cameron can say hi.
Cameron, say hi. We got a few minutes before we got to switch to. I'm the wedding singer, wedding radio guy. What's up, my man?
Hey, it's going good. How are you?
I'm great. It's been a interesting day down here. Of course, active day. Today is busy, but it's a quiet day because no raise down here today.
Okay.
No parking fees. There's a Rays watch party tomorrow.
Yep.
They got beat last night, so they're in Boston. There's a Rays watch party from 4 on, and at 1 o'clock is the Bucks, and they take on the Miami Dolphins.
Okay. And State.
Yep. Did you have success in your career against I call them the Finns, the Dolphins?
Well, I can recall going down there and actually taking an L, you know. And it was funny because the tight end I was facing, I believe at the time, was the guy that I came out with. So we were around the same age. I believe it was Fezzano was down there, a guy from, I want to say, Notre Dame.
Yeah, Fezzano was a Notre Dame guy.
Yep.
Absolutely. Cameron Wembley, he played at FSU, and then his career started with the Cleveland Browns, had a trip out west to the Oakland Raiders, and now the Las Vegas Raiders, finished his career in Music City and Nashville. You a country guy?
You know what? I've listened to country when I was going on recruiting, visits.
That's a no.
Yeah.
I'm not really a country guy.
No, a couple songs, but I'm not super into country. I'm eclectic.
I'm not really a country guy either. Believe it or not, I'm a huge Motown guy. And I took Terry, my girlfriend, to Nashville. I thought I was doing her a favor. She'd never been there, Music City.
Yep.
I can't stand country, she said. I mean, and we're down on Broadway, and there's every imaginable up-and-coming superstar playing for free in these little cabana bars. And
My teammates there in Tennessee, man, they love country. You know, we have some rednecks on the team, so.
Rednecks?
Yeah, those are country boys with us.
You know,
good old boys.
Country, yeah. But I love Nashville, and I'm a Tar Heel from North Carolina, so I do love certain country musicians.
Well, I can take it or leave it, but give me some R&B, jazz, and Motown any day of the week, and I'm set.
I'm there, too.
I've been there since I played the 45s back in the day, and I thought I was a DJ. Yep. Michael J. Jones from Chicago.
Give me some Bruno Mars.
I'm a little old for Bruno Mars, but it's great for a party. So we got a lot of things exciting in the future. You're going to travel this week a little bit? Get away?
Well, I haven't really thought about that, honestly.
You need to take a break from time to time.
Yeah, no, I've been doing a lot of just really good things, really good work, so I'm super excited about it. And, you know, there's a couple announcements that I think will be really good, so we'll see how it goes.
Let me make an announcement. We've got a gang listening right now at Sunset Beach, where I live, God's country, and they are saltwater hippies down there. I met some dandies, trust me, on Thursday night after my mom's 82nd birthday. I want to congratulate, we do, St. Pete Sports Connection,
yep,
to Matt Wolf and Kathy Wall today as they tie the knot on Sunset Beach.
Oh,
and I hope that Sister Amy Wolf was able to corral the girls from Katiki, because it looked like it was going to be a long night, and they all made it to the ceremony. But it was a pleasure being their free Uber on Thursday night and their driver to my favorite watering hole, Katiki. And so a big congratulations from the St. Pete Sports Connection, and we hope you two have a championship life, as we say.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Congrats from the St. Pete Sports Connection. Man, that was, I'll tell you off the air, it was a unique night Thursday night. I had these four young ladies. You would have been in heaven. Yeah, they were tall gals.
Yeah.
They all looked like they were volleyball players or basketball, but
okay,
they were dandies and asked me for a ride as I was leaving a Walgreens. to a bar. Well, the bar's like a half a block from me.
Yeah.
So I threw four of them into that little beach buggy there, and it was packed. And then the other four took Uber.
Yeah.
I didn't get any tips, if they're still listening. I'll send my P.O. box to you. Anyway.
Hey, good for Sports Connection, right? Yeah, you told them about the show?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
No, we were live right before their DJ was streaming us in, man.
Wow.
You're the one that's telling me about content. How'd I do?
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
I expanded our content because there's people from all over the country there. I'm just doing my job, brother.
Way to tie us in. I like it.
Yeah. Way to tie us in. Pretty unique. Well, we got some exciting things going on. I just want to, on the air, say thank you to having a couple of, Denzel Washington said in Remember the Titans, you're a couple of Hall of Famers in my mind, and we're going to have a great time building this St. Pete Sports Connection.
I'm looking forward to it.
Multiple platforms. I mean, it's going to be an absolute blast.
That means a lot coming from you. Yeah.
Well,
like all the stuff you've done in sports, man,
hey,
I'm excited
to be a part of it.
Well, thank you
as well, definitely.
Cameron.
However,
to be a part of
it. Cameron, he did invite me too. She invited me to two couple of highfalutin events that I'm going to have
right.
to get. I'm going to have to polish my shoes, press my pants, and wear an actual coat.
I'm going to pick him up and take him to the Art Institute.
Yeah,
on
the 13th. And you're going to go, wait a minute, that's out of place. It'd be like my mom getting me ready to go to church.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Part of the sports club at Tampa Bay, so I'm going to take him to the Paul Gruber luncheon on the 26th of October. You're also welcome.
Oh, well, thank you.
So that's the kind of stuff, as you said, we've got to get out there, spread the name at St. Pete Sports Connection and in person and the multiple platforms and the alliances and weddings that we will be attending.
Do it all, huh?
Yeah. That was just a fun time. But I'm looking forward to that as we progress. And, of course, I want to thank our audience on the Three County Reach. We'll continue to increase the level of conversations with, as we say, from the peewees, the preps, the pros. If you have a story for us, don't hesitate to send Brandy to stpsportsconnection@gmail.com. The story, if it merits us coming out, we'll be out in a heartbeat. Send us pictures of your youth team, whether it's the peewees, like we say, the preps. We'll do our peewee profiles of the week. That'll be on Facebook, and that will be on our website, and we want to make certain we do that. So for Jeremy Hellickson, who tried, Tony Barbaro, Cameron Wimbley, Brandy Winans, and Joe Bardo on the controls, I'm Mike Rickard, and Big Ed. I can't forget Big Ed up there at Tantalk. Thank you for listening to the St. Pete Sports Connection and wishing you and families a great weekend. God bless you. God bless America. Raise up and be sure to have a championship weekend.